نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد علماء الكرام and respected brothers and our sisters listening over the receivers as announced inshallah today's Jumu'ah bayan will be given by Maulana Muhammad Salim whose roots are in Bukhara we've always been hearing of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh Bukhara had great ulama great muhaddithin and great scholars But after that, we all know what happened in the Soviet Union at that time, with all the injustices and oppression and tyranny, when they closed down all the Darul Ulooms and closed down all the Madaris and even the Masajid, bayans could not have been given. Many of the Masajid were also turned into stables and other kinds of things that happened there is well known. After that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala again broke the back of that Soviet Union, and we do not even know whether it is really a force anymore. The bear had to fold its tail and leave. Injustices are never tolerated by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and as I have always mentioned, that sooner or later we will find a revolution that will take place. So the talk was going to be given by him, but I think he is stuck in the traffic somewhere. But he will be arriving. He is from Botswana. He is a Mufti. He qualified in Darbel in India. And thereafter for many years he served as an Imam of one of the Masajid in Botswana. So he was here yesterday and I requested him to give today's Jumu'ah Bayan. So before he arrives, just a few words of Nasihat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Fazal, His Ihsan upon us, that in spite of all the sins that we engage in spite of all our weaknesses and shortcomings, but Allah Ta'ala is still giving us so much to eat, to drink, so much of ni'mats and bounties He showers upon us. He has not snatched away or taken away those ni'mats and those bounties because of our weaknesses and our shortcomings. If you have to look at the world today, we can see that how people who are living in laps of luxury, those people who are enjoying the oil wealth, their kingdoms, it seemed that there would have been nobody that could have in any way toppled them. But because of the great amount of injustices that were perpetrated, finally Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as is His system, that when injustices reach a certain level, then a revolution takes place. So those kingdoms came collapsing. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana has arrived. We don't have much time for the Jumu'ah Bayan, so therefore I will stop here. Mawlana Tashreef Laya.
Nahmadu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Was-sabiquna al-awwalun minal muhajirin wal ansar. So, Jazakallah to Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib that has afforded me this opportunity to address you. May Allah Ta'ala give us a reality. Firstly, myself and whoever is going to listen to what we've got to say. My dear friends and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has reserved this noble deen through the Sahaba Ibn Ajma'in, the companions of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Without the link, which is the link of the Sahaba, our deen is completely incomplete. Because the link that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted Sahaba is still the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Sahaba that status that whoever tries to emulate them or to reach their status is completely impossible. Firstly, Sahaba has been granted the ma'iyat of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's nobody on the face of this earth at present that can receive that sohbet of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something when Sahaba Ridwan Ajma'in has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen that we are practicing on today is the deen that Sahaba al-Ajma'in has granted, has brought to us. So in order to understand the deen, we have to know the status of those people that received the deen from Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Firstly, if we look in the lives of Sahaba in general, their focus was on one aspect, is how they can receive the deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, preserve it and pass it on as it was preserved from the time of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. And the first person which sacrificed his entire life, his entire wealth, was none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. The Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at one occasion, he says that I have repaid everybody in this dunya what is due to them besides Abu Bakr Siddiq. That repayment is only with Allah. Because of the sacrifice, what Abu Bakr Siddiq understood from the message from Rasulullah SAW. When Nabi SAW gave the message to the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, immediately Abu Bakr, without fail, he accepted the message. And he presented his wealth to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the status of Abu Bakr, it is mentioned that Allah ta'ala will let Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first into Jannat. And then all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam will enter. And then the first person after that will enter will be Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. The first person. Before any ummati can enter into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will grant this favor to none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was for 17 days, he was sick. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his wife, Sayyidina Aisha radhiyallahu anha, that tell your father that he must perform the salat. He must perform the salat. So the daughter said, O Prophet of Allah, you know my father, he's a very emotional person. When he stands on the musalla, he starts crying. He said, I'm not telling you, I'm commanding you. That Abu Bakr Siddiq Ranano should perform the salat while I'm sick. My dear friends and brothers, let me just highlight this point. The greatest status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the status of the imam. Have we realized the status of the person standing in front? The person that is presenting our case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is that person? That is why it's mentioned, the fuqaha has mentioned that first privilege is to the person that is the most knowledgeable. That's called the most taqwa. Because that is how you will be representing it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this ibadat is not a small ibadat. The ibadat of salat is not a small ibadat. Don't disregard it.
It is that the ibadat which is mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah. The first thing that will be asked on the day of Qiyamah is your salat. And this very same person who is the imam is a representative. He's presenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the greatest ibadat. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah, the first thing that will be asked about is your salat. If your salat is correct, then everything else will be correct. And we know what is our situation in the salat. When we stand in the salat, what is our situation? It's like one person in a very different language, he put it forward to us. He says that we were performing the salat and the imam made a mistake in the salat. So he asked the congregation, he said, you know what, I don't know if it was 3 or it was 4 or it was 5 rakats. So everybody said that, Hazrat, I think, you know, it is 3. And one elderly person in the corner said, no, Hazrat, no, it was three that you read. Everybody said 4. He said, no, it's 3. So they asked him, what is your dalil? You know, everything is with a proof. Without proof, you cannot bring anything forward. So he says to the, he asked him, what is your proof? He says, the proof that I've got is that, apne paas to kitna dukan? 4 dukan. Pehle dukan mein humne kiya kya? Ke pehle rakat imam ke saath Allahu Akbar. Phir pehle rakat mein imam jis waqt mein unke jo tilawat shuru ho gaya tha, maine apne hisab shuru kar diya. To ek dukan ka ho gaya. Dusre dukan ke mutalik mein phir kya hua? Ke jab dusra rakat shuru ho gaya to phir main dusra ke hisab kar diya. Teesra bhi ho gaya. Mere chote ki intezar kar raha tha. I was waiting for the fourth one. And the fourth one was not coming. And Imam said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Say, Allahu Akbar. Ek to rahe. My dear friends and brothers, it's not a joke. It's reality. The adab of salat, the adab of etiquette of salat is not to come at the time of salat. The etiquette of salat is to come before salat. To pray, prepare yourself for salat. Not to hasten when the imam is going, Allahu Akbar, and run into the salat. No. Because what is your focus at that time? What are you thinking about? You are thinking what you have left behind. You left the wife behind, you left the children behind, you left the shop behind, you left the hisab kitab of the shop behind. Those are things that a person should not bring in his salat. So, the very first thing that we should realize is that the status of the Sahaba. At that time, Hazrat Umar ibn Anu mentions, there was two occasions which I wish and desire that I could give my entire ibadat, my entire life to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq Ranam. And what was it? At the time when Abu Bakr Siddiq Ranhanu was favored by Allah. This is a favor. This is a favor from Allah. This iman that the person has got is a favor from Allah. It's not something that is purchased in the shops. It is something which is granted to a person. And on this iman, a person will be questioned. So he says that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left from Makkatul Mukarramah, making hijrah to Madinatul Munawwarah, and he was in the Ghari Thur, and the very first thing he says to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let me go into this cave first and see. There might be something harmful. And he went inside, he cleared it up, and all the holes, he put his clothes in it, put it against this hole. But there was one hole that was left. And he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come in and he put his foot onto this hole. And eventually he laid with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was putting his head onto his on his
lap. He put it on his lap.
And as he put, Nabi Sallam put his head on his lap, immediately a snake, some people has recorded as a scorpion, was biting Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr Siddiq, he did not move, but immediately tears was coming out from his eyes. And this tears was falling on the cheeks of Nabi Sallam. So he asked, what is happening, Abu Bakr? He did not answer. But Nabi Sallam seen, immediately Nabi Sallam took away the what's in his foot, and he put his Mubarak, what's in his saliva, and he put it on us. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala cured him from that. That was the one occasion. The second occasion, Hazrat Umar Ranano mentions, at that time when the people was rejecting to pay the zakat. And Abu Bakr says that I will wage a war against those people that disregard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Bakr says, at that time he tells Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, do you realize at the time when you were not in Islam, you were a very strong person, and now at the time when you have accepted Islam, you have become now a khawar, buzdili. My dear friends and brothers, on that occasion, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Allah Ta'ala has elevated him, not only to that, but because the mayyat of Rasulullah Sallam, he knew the mission of Rasulullah Sallam, and for what purpose Allah Ta'ala has sent Rasulullah Sallam in this purpose, in this dunya. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Rana Anhu, he says that I can never emulate what Abu Bakr Siddiq has done. In the time of the Battle of Tabuk, where Abu Bakr Siddiq Rana Anhu brought his entire wealth. Sayyidina Umar was asked, oh Umar, just look at the mentality of the Sahaba. He asked, the Prophet Sallam asked, Umar Ranyanu, oh Umar, what have you left for your family? Look at what Rasulullah Sallam asked. What have you left for your family? Not what did you bring for us? What did you bring for the Battle of Tabuk? Not. He didn't ask that. He said, what have you left for your family? He says, I've left half of my wealth. He asked Abu Bakr Siddiq Ranyanu, what have you left for your family? He says, I have left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If today the elan is made, my dear friends and brothers, there's a cause which me and you have to contribute towards. Let us ask ourselves, how deep are we in the water? How much would we sacrifice for the deen of Allah? At that time when Abu Bakr Siddiq sacrificed everything, Allah Ta'ala commanded the angels that you wear the garb that Abu Bakr is wearing that day. He was wearing the garb of what? Of sack. And his buttons was what? Thorns. And the malaika was commanded, oh, you malaika, I'm commanding you today that you wear what Abu Bakr Siddiq is wearing today. My dear friends and brothers, it's something beyond our comprehension. It's for this reason that we always speak about these great people. We want you to realize that these people is the ancestors, is our ancestors. And we have to speak about them. We have to realize the greatness which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. What status Allah ta'ala has given them. And what is our responsibility to protect the integrity. Because if we do not protect the integrity of the Sahaba, then my dear friends and brothers, it's like your father. Somebody slaps your father. You'll be looking and smiling. You'll be feeling happy. No. Somebody smacked my father? No. You will react. That's why the Nabi Sallam said, Allah, Allah, fi ashabi. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as my sahaba is concerned. Fear Allah. Because on the day of Qiyamah, we will be taken into task. If somebody speaks ill of sahaba, it is mentioned, Hazrat is in one of the kitabs, I just forgot the name, where a person spoke against sahaba, and Allah Ta'ala changed his surat in the grave. This is not fiction, my dear brothers. We are not here to speak fiction. Fiction is some other place. Here is no fiction. His face was changed and his face was not in the direction of Qibla. It was taken away from the direction of Qibla. May Allah Ta'ala save us, my dear friends and brothers. May Allah save us. We have to realize the integrity of Sahaba is our detrimental for Iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality, inshallah. And may Allah Ta'ala give us to understand the greatness of Sahaba. Always speak with one another about the greatness of Sahaba, because definitely they are our ancestors and they have brought the prestige deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality. Wa akhiru alhamdulillah.